This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. A Radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
From the Chicago Wharves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji, and this show sucks. Hey,
yes.
Guys.
Hey.
Guys.
Yes.
Your Western Conference champion Wolves will open the season Saturday, October 5th. Group and season tickets. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, what are you doing?
Awesome. This hour is brought to you by Lakeside Bank. It's about time. What are you doing? You're not here, are you?
No.
Okay.
I am in a station that's able to dial into you, so it sounds like I'm right on your lap.
Well,
that's where I want you.
Well, don't tease. Chris Ranji, ladies and gentlemen. How about it?
A giant in the business now. Holy crap. He's left here. He's a giant in the business. Not that he wasn't a giant in the business here, but now a true giant.
I was a medium-sized giant.
Yes.
It's different.
I don't know. Terry, did you hear the interview that Bruce Levine did with Alan Miro?
No.
You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Sounds like a must.
I don't think so. Without further ado, Alan Miro, we were talking about Joe Maddon and his contract extension and or whether or not he'll get one, his future with the Cubs. Before the season started, his longtime agent, Alan Miro, tried a bit of a gambit on these airwaves when he talked with Bruce Levine about, later on he was talking to us about that, but Bruce was talking to him about a bunch of other different things. And I want you to listen very, very, very carefully to this, you would, okay?
All right.
And just listen. You too, Chris. Just observe.
They can be replaced by lesser players, but as a group, they cannot be replaced. Not that talent level.
Right. Yeah, there's no question about it.
Wait a minute.
We did the forensic work on it,
and
you can it's got to be a leather chair, right?
Not that talent,
right?
And
that was just that easy.
And if you listen really carefully, there's a test. You can if you're listening for it, you can hear him test it out and be like, all right, this one's good. Chamber the rest of the thing and let it rock and roll.
That's an interview, mister. Right there. That's an interview.
They can be replaced by lesser players, but as a group, they cannot be replaced. Not that talent level.
Right. Yeah, there's no question about it.
What were you saying?
Top that one, Ranji.
not that talent level.
Right.
Oh, and let the record show, Chris, that Terry already has said that he has had absolutely no fear of the Cardinals gaining ground or putting it together. None. He's issued his baseball opinion.
I have no fear.
Well, it is a two-game lead, you know, which down here feels insurmountable. So... It's weird. I mean, this season down here has been... I know there's a lot of complaining going on up there about the way the Cubs are playing. I feel like it's a little bit worse down here. You know, it's not so pie in the sky you would think it is, but it's just, it's kind of not. People are not really into it. Because here's what they'll do. They'll go play L.A., get swept. You know, play good teams, get swept. And then they'll play a bad one like the Pirates, and they'll win on flukes. So it's like very up and down. I feel like people, they'll get into it, then they won't, then they back off, then they get back into it. So I don't think anybody really truly believes down here.
I don't. And despite Paul Goldschmidt, he has hot streak and all that. And I figured he would sooner or later start to be Paul Goldschmidt. But Chris, I just don't see it long term for them. I don't see a super challenge coming to the Cubs. I know they're within a couple games. I just don't see it. I could be wrong. Been wrong many, many, many times before, but I don't see it coming from the Pirates.
Well, here's the problem.
The Cardinals. I see nothing coming. I'm enjoying the Pirates.
Oh,
and I'm enjoying it.
I don't know if everybody has this experience, but I wrote this column a couple weeks ago that if you wanted to strap Clint Hurdle to a rocket and fire him to the moon, that's fine with me. That guy. What they're in Ray Searage, like, oh, they don't know the game within the game. Your team sucks.
Stop sucking.
They are up. Okay, in yesterday's game, I don't know if you saw what happened, and I don't know if he did it on purpose, but Crick, the reliever, is in. He's got first and second. The Cardinals are down by four. They double steal to go second and third. He had a 3-2 count on, I think it was Colton Wong. I don't remember.
And not that talent.
Right.
Thank you, Colton.
So on the 3-2 count, he hits the dude to put him on base. Which brings the tying run to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think happened? Grand slam. So instead of, like, that comes back to hurt them, which I think is beautiful. I mean, you cannot get any better than that. You're like, if in fact he was doing that on purpose because he was mad, felt like he was going to walk the guy anyway.
That's what they do.
So I'm just going to put him on base. Screw it. I'm going to hit him in the head. I'm mad about the double steal. So this is what I'm going to do. Well, guess what? Next ball's going in the seats. So good for you. That worked out really well for you. It's monumentally stupid, and they're known for it, and they've got a beef with every team in the division.
And Searage goes on a rant, like, you don't understand the game within the game. You don't get it.
It's only partially to do with the stuff with the Cubs, Chris. I mean,
yeah.
It's got to do with stuff with everybody.
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 It's every team in the division,
oh,
which is amazing. It's unbelievable.
I just absolutely love their failure, and I can't get enough of it, so I'm appreciating it.
Yeah, here's the quote. You've got that opportunity to sit in the stands, be judgmental and critical of what we do out here, but you don't know the inside part of the game within the game. That's what he said. Ray Searage, the pitching coach of the Pirates, said of the pregame. So Joe Sheehan says he's right. The Pirates are 68-48 in the game inside the game. They have a four-game lead in the NL Central. Would be their third straight GITG division crown. That's what really matters. That stuff people pay to watch? Nonsense.
Nobody cares about the other wins.
Right, exactly. Those don't matter. It's the
Nobody
game
cares about
the game.
Those playoffs.
All right, but that's not why you called. We want to know what's going on in your life. Yeah. We want to know how things are for Chris Ranji. How things are personally and professionally and medically.
Well, medically, I think everything's okay. Here's how you know, okay, everything is fine. You just don't go to the doctor.
Right, that's, yeah.
Because if you don't go, they can't tell you what's wrong with you.
You just drop dead, right?
So you just
eat you to the bone, and then that's it. You don't know.
Right. Right, so just one day I'll wake up, and I won't.
Okay.
You know?
That's a real healthy way of looking at it.
No, everything's fine. Okay. You know, I came here so I could do an update for you.
Yes.
Because I felt like the two of you needed this. And I think we all needed this together. Because I miss you. I miss you both. Tremendously. You have no idea.
Do you know who stopped by before during a commercial break who came from across the hall where he's literally writing the news for WBBM News Radio? Joe Bartosz.
Oh, my God, Joe.
Joe went into the hall, and he says, I'm really confused because I'm trying to listen to this show while literally writing newscasts.
I love it.
Yep.
I miss Joe Bartosz.
Everyone does. We don't see him often enough.
I heard Maddie on with you earlier. And it brought back all kinds of nostalgia for me, you know, 2 years ago nostalgia. And I miss you boys.
Oh, always glad to hear from you.
Terry, this has been an entire show, I'm sure, of people asking you how you're doing. So I'm going to go ahead and do it again. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm here to suffer this. And I mean, I came in to see Dan Bernstein. I mean, think about that.
I know.
After 17 years of it. And we're not talking about three-hour shows. We're talking five-hour shows.
Yeah, that's a long-ass damn show.
Yes, it is.
And the only one I still didn't do. I was there for every one of them, kind of. So, some of them not so much, but there was 9/11. That one I was not there for. I was gone. And other than that, I was pretty consistent for 17 years.
Yeah, you were in your underpants at home, but...
Yes, I was.
Terry, how often are you putting underpants on?
Never.
Okay. See, because I've heard the older you get, the less you do that. That you just say, screw it, I've got pants.
Oh, I go out and get in the paper in the morning, I don't have anything on.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm just tempting the old hags.
If I lived in your neighborhood, I'd just quit my job and sit on my front porch waiting for you to get the paper.
Oh, we got people who do that.
That's awesome.
The old guy across the street, who is my wife's second husband, he's a beaut. I mean, he's something special. He's major loon.
Oh, really?
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. And I keep
dangerous to himself and others?
No, just a loon. Oh. And I keep telling you, this is your second husband. This is the perfect guy.
So when you finally just... shed your mortal coil, yep. She's going to walk across the street?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I told you, you ain't got far to go. They barely have to move a car. I try to take people. You know how I am. I try to take care of people, Chris Ranji, don't I?
I know, man. I know.
That's what I do.
Are you taking care of Dan?
He doesn't need my help.
Well, to the extent that anybody can, I'm falling apart. I'm old.
What do you mean you're falling apart?
I know. I'm old. I can't see anything. My knees hurt. You know how it is.
Oh, buddy. Are you still a wiener?
Oh, unrepentantly so.
He's a song lyric.
Can't give that up.
Is he a wiener?
Oh, my God.
I have an example to set for my children.
Is he a wiener? He's a wiener. Thank you, Murphy. We need to save a lot here.
Not far enough. Chris, I can't believe we haven't brought this up yet. Were you aware of what went on with Matt Nagy and singing The Stretch?
Oh my God, we played it down here. We still use it.
But did anybody there know your history with the same word?
They kind of know. I know I've explained it to them, and I think after we played it, I told the story about how I did it, and I didn't even know. So I'm guessing he didn't know either.
But is that part of, like, the Granite City, Illinois accent as well as Pennsylvania Dutch to turn the nuts sound into a schwa sound or a schwa?
Find me some penis and cracker jack.
And immediately, everybody here thought of you. They're like, "Oh, wait! He's stealing Ranji's bit."
No, I know that you've probably been on a plane where you don't get peanuts on that particular day. They're not handing them out. That's because somebody on the plane has a severe allergy. It's really horrible.
You are now free to move about the cabin.
I never failed to tell the flight attendant that I have a penis allergy.
I can't be here.
My first, I get in the seat. She comes over to see you one day. I said, no, thank you. I have a penis allergy. Thank you, though.
You're supposed to tell them.
It's still
Terry. Terry, you're supposed to tell them when you buy the ticket.
Oh. Well, too late.
Can you make this a penis-free plane?
not on my flight, you can't. We're going to have a ceremony later on. You should have come in for it. We're going to bury the children of Johnny Red Kerr. So we're also planning on that before the show.
We're also dead.
Wait, how busy we are today.
How are his kids doing?
No one knew how that went down. It was, you know, he had it in the will. They get him down, and then everybody else got to jump in, too.
Everybody else goes.
That sucks.
Among yesterday's attendees at the wake, all the children of Johnny Red Kerr, who will be buried on Thursday.
What'd they do?
Gotta bring him out of his George cocoon.
So all the kids just stand there and they go, so do we get in too? Yeah. Or what,
really?
How does this work?
We doing this?
All right.
Well, I guess if it's for Dad. All right, man. Get back to work somewhere, Chris.
Yeah, well, he's a major star. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need us.
Nobody cares. Hey, hey, guys. Yeah. Guys, this scoreboard update brought to you by Door Systems. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
Okay.
By the way, hey, did you guys know that Ernie Brolio died? Finally, at the age of 83.
And the fact is, he's sort of the punchline of a trade. Lou Brock sucked. I'm sorry.
You can't say that down here.
But if you really look at that, you talk about kicking people out of the Hall of Fame. Obviously, Harold has got to go. I mean, that's
poor Harold.
He got to go. Evidently. It wasn't that awful a trade because Lou Brock wasn't that good.
2019 Hall of Fame inductee, number 3, Harold Baines.
To my former White Sox teammates, Daryl Boston, John Cangelosi.
Top of mind for me too.
Yep. First ones I think of.
John Cangelosi?
How you doing?
Anyway, go and be a star.
That's wonderful.
Because I know you're a star down there. You can't kid people.
Oh,
you can't lie about that.
Boys, I love you.
Love you too, Chris. Bye.
We love you back.
Bye.
I still have your penis allergy.
Oh my God. It's terrible. I have a rash.
He'll make a rash decision. That man made a rash decision.
No, I know that you've probably been on a plane where you don't get peanuts on that particular day. They're not handing them out. That's because somebody on the plane has a severe allergy. It's really horrible. I'll meet you in the bathroom.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.